Every few weeks on All Things Considered, we've been asking what you're listening to. The artists may not make the cover of People magazine. Their latest release may not be as newsworthy as Madonna's latest makeover. You might not even find their music on the radio, but we find it in the CD players, computers, cassettes, and turntables of people across the country. And that's really the point. We want to get beyond the obvious. So far, we've met an independent record store owner in Georgia and a literature professor in Joplin, Missouri. Today, we're joined by Chris Harbaugh, who's a postman from Chantilly, Virginia. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
So what are you listening to?
Well, first of all, I'm listening to The Clash, London Calling, precipitated by the untimely passing of Joe Strummer earlier this year, the lead writer, guitarist for The Clash. And I put it on. I haven't listened to it for probably 10 or 15 years and was really struck by how well it's held up and how it still speaks to me 20 years after I first heard it.
Well, let's give a listen. We were sounding Dylan-esque there for a second.
I know.
Now it's becoming kind of Beatles-like.
Ska, yeah. That's kind of what I like about it. Why do you try to cheat? Trample people under your feet. Don't you know it is wrong? For me, prior to being introduced to this record, I was listening to a lot of progressive music, Genesis, Yes, Kansas, and I went to work in a record store. And we were told that we could pick a couple albums to listen to while we were at work. And I picked those albums. And the owner of the store looked at my selections and said, "We're not going to play any of that." And I was crushed. And so I just went about my job. And one of the new records that they had open at the time was the Clash London Calling. And that part in Wrong and Boyo, where he says, "Start all over again," is kind of the way my musical education went from that point on. I dumped everything I'd been listening to and opened up a whole new world of music.
And years later, you're still listening to The Clash.
Exactly.
Chris, let's go to the next selection. What else are you listening to?
Well, I went to see Bob Dylan first of the year with his incredible current band that just rocks. And Dylan was really impressive. And soon after I saw the show, they released a two live CD set from the 1975 Rolling Thunder Review, which is was a little bit before my time, so I wasn't able to see Dylan then, and I'd always heard that it was kind of a legendary medicine show, traveling vaudeville performance with lots of interesting people like Joan Baez, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Roger McGuinn, Emmylou Harris, and I had all these people on stage every night, and they'd come and go. And this is the period where Dylan was wearing that white face paint, which makes for bizarre pictures if you've ever seen pictures from this tour.
Yeah.
I was very excited to hear what these shows actually sounded like.
So this is music from 1975. It's just been released this year. And what are we going to listen to here?
This is Romance in Durango. Past the Aztec ruins and the ghosts of our people. It's like castanets on stone. At night I dream of bells in the village steeple.
And I see the bloody face of Ramon. Where does that music fit in with any other kind of music that is out there? I mean, it's different than other Bob Dylan. It's not
right.
Folk. It's not rock. What is it?
I love it. It was a new song at the time this album was recorded, and I think it gives Dylan an opportunity to kind of play a part, and this is his kind of gunfighter ballad. And I just like the sound of all these folks on stage banging away together. The entire album sounds like a kind of feat of orchestration to keep all these folks playing out of the same book and not sounding cluttered or messy. And it's a fun record.
Has a feel of being improvised, but it's probably not.
It's probably not.
So this is the second straight artist that we've heard that that howls rather than singing.
You know, that's funny. My wife was walking through the living room when I was playing the Dylan, and I've been playing a lot of the Clash, and she asked me if that was that Clash guy. I said, "Actually, no, that's Bob Dylan."
But there it may sound like it's clashing with something, but it's not the Clash.
There is some similarities between
punk rock and whatever Dylan was supposed to be playing at the time, folk rock. I think it's all kind of connected some way.
So what else are you listening to, Chris?
Ginger Saul is one of the new bands I'm listening to. It's great American pop rock. I've tried to describe this band to other people, and I've used a term like adult pop, but that sounded completely unfun. And this band is a lot of fun. It's just American rock music that you're not going to hear on the radio because there aren't stations to play this sort of stuff anymore.
Before we hear it, can you tell me how Ginger Saul came to your attention?
Yes, I listen to a lot of alt-country music, and I go to a couple websites to hear MP3 snippets of new bands. That's pretty much the only way, other than being turned on by a friend, to listen to some of the new music that I like. The websites are milesofmusic.com and villagerecords.com.
So what is the song we're about to hear?
This is Ginger Saul from their new album, The Train Wreck Is Behind You, and the track is called Sleep All Right.
The ghosts of high school locker rooms, the treasure of an ATM, they pack the mule and slam the door the way it might have been. Scream past your empty frame, all the handsome cowards sleep. They hope you find the right fuse, they hope you get it late.
Oh, it's really quite lovely. Highly produced, really smooth,
right,
really thoughtful sounding.
Right. It's a little bit of the Replacements and some Beatles kind of studio production values.
A lot smoother tone than the somewhat sharper tastes of the first couple there. What brings
right.
these three artists together?
I think good songwriting. I distinctly remember reading an interview with Dylan in the 80s, and they asked him, I mean, this is after his Saved and his Judaism and his Christianity, and they said, what do you believe in? He says, I believe in songs. I kind of like that idea of the song is the important part. It's not the guitar solo. It's not the fact that you have your midriff showing while you perform it. It's
although
song.
That's important.
Although that's a bonus sometimes. Depends on the performer.
Wow. And when you say the songs, is it the lyrics or is it the music, the melody?
No, it's a combination of the lyrics and kind of the mood it brings on. Do you connect with it somehow?
Chris Harbaugh delivers missives and messages for the United States Postal Service and tries to get what messages he can out of music. Chris, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you, Steve.
If you want to find out more about the music Chris selected, you can visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, well, just write us an email at watc@npr.org. And please put the words listening to in the subject line.
Or in the someone's crowded pocket, out on someone's hard-earned stage. It's too bad, but I'll sleep all right. Can't stand and let you spit on me. Laughing at your track record, the battles that you're running.
From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.